My lord and gentlemen of the jury, the defendant is charged with printing and publishing a certain scandalous, impious, and blasphemous libel on the Holy Scriptures.
I state that the Christian religion is a part of the law of the land, and the most important part, because it is that on which all its institutions are founded and to which they all refer. I speak of the Christian religion generally. There is one particular mode of faith amongst those who follow the Christian religion, which constitutes what is called the established church, the law of England. However, admits every other class of Christians to adhere to their religious worship according to their own particular faith, tenets, and creed. But it permits to no man the right to impugn the whole sum and substance of the Christian religion and to treat the book which contains its doctrines as a mass of lies and falsehoods. I cannot permit such a defense. Whether you submit to it or no, I have stated the law as was my duty, and it is not for a man accused of having infringed the law to rise in this place and declare what is or what is not law. I speak in the hearing of gentlemen who have often attended in this court, and such of them that know me will answer for the truth of what I assert when I say that, though I lay down the law to them, as I conceive it to be according to my judgment, yet when a question of fact arises, I leave it in the fullest manner to their consideration. But I never will suffer the Holy Scriptures to be examined in this court for the purpose of calumniating and reviling them.
I appeal to your lordship. What proof have we that they are divine?
I will not answer such a question as that. You have not, I say, been brought here to answer for any work containing a fair and dispassionate consideration of the Christian religion, but for a publication reviling and calumniating the Scriptures. And calumnies and revilings, whatever the subject may be, are contrary to the law of the land. Is it to be supposed that the law, which affords protection to every individual, has not the power to protect itself? Is it not to protect those who, from their youth, from want of education, or from weakness of the mind, are not so deeply confirmed in their religious beliefs as they ought to be, from being exposed to all these aberrations, which not this force of reason, but the influence of calumny, may occasion?
My lord, it is of great consequence to me to prove to the world that though I may be sent to a prison for 3 to 4 years, I have acted in all the relations of life as a conscientious, moral man. I again entreat, my lord, you will suffer the trial to be adjourned. I have much important matter to introduce tomorrow morning. I have done all that any mortal could do. I have stood the whole of this day without any refreshment but water. In fact, I am so confused that I scarcely have a recollection of anything.
You are hereby sentenced to 18 weeks for selling the Parodies, 3 years for selling the Age of Reason and Palmer's Principles of Nature, 3 years more exacted for non-payment of the fine of £1,500, 3 years for an article in the Prompter at the time of the agricultural riots, 4 months for resisting church assessments. The actual time of imprisonment undergone will be 9 years, 7 months, and 1 week.